This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are three big movies coming out this weekend, all of them sequels or otherwise parts of a franchise. 50 Shades Darker, John Wick 2 with Keanu Reeves, and the Lego Batman movie. The second in what we can now safely call the Lego movie franchise, because there are more coming. Dan Lin is the producer of that franchise. He's also the CEO of Lin Pictures, the production company behind it. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Kai.
Tell me where you came up with the idea for the Lego movie, what is now becoming a franchise, I guess?
I came up with it, honestly, just watching my son play. And my son Miles was five at the time.
Said every dad ever, right? I mean, you know, right?
My home is a incubator for ideas. But I watched him play, and he was playing with his Lego, and I studied what he was doing. He was actually talking to himself. At first, I thought he was maybe mumbling, but then I realized that as I got closer that he was telling himself a story as he built these Lego creations. Huh. And so as I listened more to his story, I realized that he was telling this amazing story in his own mind, that there's this adventure going on while he physically played with these Lego bricks. And so I thought to myself, if I can capture that imagination, that creativity that's going on in his brain and kind of personify it into a movie, that would be a movie I'd really want to see.
The thing that gets me about this story, but a lot of movie development stories, is that this was back in like 2008, 2009 when you had the first idea, and the movie doesn't drop till 2014. So it was a long time this franchise was in the making.
Painfully long time. I mean, it was one of those things that I had to start by convincing people that this is a good idea, starting with the Lego company, who were hesitant at the time. Their sales were through the roof every year in a down economy. You know, remember 2008, 2009, that was a bad time in America as far as the economy. And still their sales were up 25% a year. And so the big risk for them is, why make a Lego movie? Because I was not asking them to make a Ninjago movie or a Bionicle movie,
right. Meaning
a movie based on one of their toy brands. Right. I was actually asking for the mothership. You know, it's a Lego movie. So there was no room for error, because if this movie didn't work, it was going to hurt their main brand.
That's a big ask. Was it a series of repeated asks over the years, or did you go in and have one pitch meeting and they were like, oh yeah, we're on board?
I wish it were that easy. I did have one pitch meeting in Denmark that I'll remember for the rest of my life, where we gave the pitch, and I was with the Hegeman brothers, who were the original writers who wrote the treatment for the movie. And we did pitch the two acts and the third act reveal that we ultimately showed in the movie, the father-son story. And I got to say, I still remember it. The executives in the room at the end of the pitch, they actually stood up and clapped. So I knew
we're
at a great way to start, but that was only the beginning. You know, certainly they have approvals all the way, and there are times when we struggled with the movie, and they really hung in there with us.
Yeah.
And famously, we had a whole version of the first movie that we put up in storyboards and black and white drawings, and we put it up, and the movie didn't work. And we shut that version down and started again. And that was 2 years in the process, so it was pretty scary.
Did you have a sense when you were finally done and you had the final print and colorized or whatever the movie language is, did you have a sense of how big it was going to be? I mean, it did like $500 million or something.
Yeah, no, I had no idea. What we did know is that we put our hearts and souls into the movie, so it felt like a very personal movie. And we walked away going, you know what? No idea if this is going to catch on, but we made the movie we want to make. And if people enjoy it, that's going to be the ultimate win. But certainly we had no idea it was going to become the phenomenon that it did.
Okay, so no pressure here, but now you've got Lego Batman. You feeling a little tense?
I was. You know, honestly, I haven't slept probably in 2 weeks. But now that reviews are coming in and people are responding to the movie, I'm able to sleep a little bit better. But yeah, the pressure is absolutely intense. Suddenly Warner Brothers deemed us one of their three big tentpoles that will boost their company. So there's the Lego movies. There's a Harry Potter franchise through Fantastic Beasts. And there's the DC movies. And so
that's good company, man. You kidding me?
It is, but it's scary, because that's the stuff that, you know, Wall Street's talking about. Those are things that when you make a movie good, it'll help boost the stock. If you don't, you know, it's a major loss. So for us, you know, the pressure is certainly on.
Dan Lin is the CEO of Lin Pictures. Lego Batman is coming out this weekend. Dan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.
We've had some fun with superheroes, too. You know, we did a whole episode of Marketplace set in a world where superheroes are real. Check it out. Our superhero show is at marketplace.org.